I met up with Mum a few days after the funeral for coffee. All hairspray and lipstick, she struts in like some slapper, nearly 20 minutes late, orders a skinny latte and gives the waiter a wink. Straight out of training, I sit with my tea. My top's a bit grotty, sticking to the back of my chair. My face is scrubbed bare and my hair's still a bit wet. Neither of us is impressed with the appearance of the other as we sit in silence. Eventually, she begins, says we need to chat about a few things, apparently. I need to make a few decisions, like where I want to live. I'm staying at Dad's.
Oh, yeah? And how are you going to pay for the rent? By boxing? Don't be so ridiculous, Chloe. Look at the state of you.
She left us when I was 11. Buggered off with some bloke she met in Tesco.